Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. There have been four armed robberies or attempted robberies on and near the Boston University campus in the last 3 weeks. All four cases have involved a pair or group of young men with a gun, and two of them have happened in broad daylight. Three police departments are now involved in the investigations, BU's, Brookline's, and Boston's. Joining us to talk about this unusual string of robberies is BU Police Chief Tom Robbins. Chief, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Do you have a sense of whether these are all connected cases?
We certainly think that two of these are connected in terms of the number of the suspects that are involved. There were three black males in both instances. The weapon appeared to be the same type of weapon and color of weapon. They were dressed similarly in same colored type sweatshirts with hoods on them. So we got similar descriptions, at least two, but we do believe that perhaps all four are connected.
We know that you have had some stepped-up patrols in the area. Our office happens to be somewhat in this area, and we've seen many more cruisers around. But some of these incidents have happened even though there have been more police cars circulating in the area. So this has been fairly brazen. Does that give you any insight into the type of suspects you're dealing with?
Yeah, I think it certainly does. These perpetrators also know that we're in the area. So what they're doing appears to be a type of dangerous cat and mouse game. But we will eventually capture these individuals. Hopefully, nothing bad happens in terms of any injuries. But we have the full assets of the Boston University Police Department, along with Brookline and Boston, working on this.
You just mentioned possible injuries and hoping they won't happen. Now, clearly, these have been armed robberies or attempted robberies. I would imagine that anytime there's a gun involved, that certainly raises the stakes on what potentially might happen here.
Absolutely. And since the first incident occurred in Brookline, where one of our students was involved, actually two of our students were involved and robbed, the stakes have been raised. And then we're seeing this pattern. So we have been continually putting our officers both in marked uniforms and marked cruisers, and also we have unmarked officers over there, plainclothes officers working that community.
In last night's incident, nothing was stolen, but items were stolen in the other ones. What are being taken?
The students have some, nice technology, iPhones and the like, and so they're looking certainly for money and technology that they can sell on the street and make a few bucks. So thus far, it's been iPhones, so cell phones, smartphones, and the wallets.
Chief Robbins, is there any safety advice you can offer, such as are there times and places when people should not be using their phones publicly?
Not only for the instances like this, but certainly just everyday incidents when you're crossing the street. If you have earbuds in your ears and you're not paying attention to your surroundings, you're at risk. So certainly be aware of your surroundings would be the number one tip.
There is a walking escort service on campus for BU students and staff between the hours of 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., but these escorts can't walk off campus to students' apartments, and several of these incidents have happened off campus. So are there limits to what the escort service can do to help here?
We have escort service here that has radio contact communication directly with the police department, so we do advise students when walking back and forth within our campus boundaries. And if they're walking off campus, I strongly suggest that they have a plan directly where they're going and walk in groups. And even if you're not walking with a partner or a person, if you see a group of students who are heading in that general direction, certainly join them.
Last night's incident happened near 808 Comm Ave, which is near the BU Bridge. In that case, the victim refused to give robbers anything. If that were to happen again, do you recommend that approach?
I strongly urge people not to refuse or resist. Again, these are armed robberies, so the concern obviously is for violence. It may escalate. Give up your property, make sure you cooperate, and then call immediately to the police and we'll respond immediately to your location.
In terms of how unusual this is or isn't, have you dealt with strings of crimes like this before in your job so far?
The crimes that mostly affect this community are property crimes, the thefts, either car breaks or property theft. We have had up in the Alston area a couple violent crimes, street robberies in the past. But, the number of robberies in the short time period is certainly unusual.
Tom Robbins is the chief of police at Boston University. Chief Robbins, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Just about an hour ago, BU announced that it's offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the people responsible for those armed robberies.